Here's another sports update on the Basin Radio Network.
Thunder Basin and Campbell County Volleyball kicked off their seasons over the weekend, taking part in the Cheyenne Invitational. Thunder Basin started the invite on Friday with three match wins, all on two set sweeps. They beat Green River first, Natrona County next, then they defeated the Loveland PRC school from Colorado to close out the first day of the invite. The Bolt Ladies moved in the Saturday, first beating Riverton in a two-set sweep, then they had a test against one of the highest-ranked teams in the state, Laramie. And the Lady Plainsmen would hand the Bolts their first match loss of the season, 2-1, as the Bolts start the 2023 season with a 4-1 record. Moving over to Campbell County, they too started the invite on Friday with three match wins, all in two-set sweeps. They beat Natrona County first, Loveland second, and Rock Springs last to end day one. The Camels started Saturday against the defending 4A state champions, Kelly Walsh. The Camels took set one, but the Trojans got set two. But Campbell County would prevail, taking set three, and the Camels ended the tournament with a two-set win against Rawlins. And Campbell County starts the 2023 season undefeated with a 5-0 record. Thunder Basin and Campbell County will stay home on Friday and Saturday, hosting the Gillette Invite. Thunder Basin will start the invite on Friday at 9 in the morning against Bighorn, then Douglas at 1, and then they will end Friday at 5 against St. Thomas More from Rapid City. The Camels will too play at 9 in the morning Friday to start the tournament, first against Wheatland, then Riverton at 1, and then Burns at 5 to close out the day. And depending on how the Camels and Bolts do, they will either head to the gold, silver, or bronze bracket on Saturday. That's it for your Basin Radio Sports Update. I'm Colton DeBias.